You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutting, Eureka Arcata, and Laurel Tree Charter School, where they're going to be having a Zoom-a-thon event coming up on Sunday. Why are you laughing?
I knocked this and it almost
fell. Okay, I thought you were laughing at me first calling it a Zoom-a-thon event.
Oh, no. No, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, at the Arcata Community Center. Yeah. Really excited. We're going to have a lot of instructors and a raffle, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we want everybody to come.
And it's 12 to 2 at the Arcata Community Center, which is right across from Health Sport.
Right across from Health Sport.
All right, I'm going to introduce you guys. There's Kiara, who is a junior.
Yep.
Kiana.
Kiana.
Kiana. I tried. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's all good. A lot of people get it wrong.
Yeah.
He's a freshman. And then I also have Melanie in here, who's a parent volunteer all at Laurel Tree Charter School. So you have a lot going on during this Zoom-a-thon event. It's $10 to $15 sliding scale.
Yeah, sliding scale, but you could pay whatever you can afford to pay. And we just want people to come. We want to pack that hall and dance together and have fun.
What if somebody needs to come late? Like, what if they have something going on and they need to come at 1?
Yeah, absolutely. You can come anytime you want to.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. And this is going to benefit art, music, PE, and travel at Laurel Tree.
Yes, Yeah. There's no state funding for those areas of school anymore, and so we have to go out and, beg for money. But this is a fun way to do it.
That is really sad that there's no state funding for that, because man, art and music and all that, PE, like,
yeah.
taking field trips, those are, like, some of the things that get people engaged and ready to learn. That's, and use different skills.
We learn so much through all of those, avenues, and we have so much fun, so much bonding, and we do some awesome trips together every year. We go to Ashland.
We go to Headwaters.
Some people go to Mexico.
We are going to backpacking this year multiple times.
We've gone, I think, this 3 times this
year? We're going 3 times this year. We've already gone once. We're going twice in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then the littles, the K-4, they do primary, like, swim lessons
every
Friday. Yeah, which the state doesn't pay for, but...
And they do, dance classes and,
Yeah. Since the littles don't really have anything to do on Friday, they go and... do their own things in the town, like swimming and Scrapper's Edge, I'm pretty sure.
So what group is considered the littles?
K through four.
I think.
Yeah, which is what?
K through fourth grade?
Blue and to platinum is high school, or like the second one. And
we have color groups.
Which is
rather than grade.
I think blue through platinum is
red through
green. 12.
Red through green, I'm pretty sure, is the littles.
Yeah, because it's,
Mm-hmm. We go by color groups.
Okay, that's cool. I've never heard of that before.
So that
was your color group, not your grade.
I'm in gold, and she's in...
I'm in violet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then it's like it's also categorized into your maturity level, kind of, like your ability.
Eighth graders are learning at a high school level. There are ninth graders are learning at their correct level, like with the middle schoolers.
There are some juniors in violet. There are some... sophomores. Platinum, like it's whatever your ability is,
what you're learning at is where you're gonna be, not really by what your grade are, because some people need those special needs to get through school, so we kind of go to that more than towards the grade of what you should be doing with everyone else.
And then we also have the noble gases, which is like more of math and science.
That's when you get like really detailed into what group you're going into.
Oh sweet.
It's a lot. It's better than public school. Like, I went to public high schools, and they didn't work for me. And this school's a lot better for me. Like, I actually have, like, I have a 3.5 GPA right now, and I would have never gotten that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've gone to a lot of schools in California, and they aren't really the same. They're kind of like, you have to learn at this rate, this kind of time, when our school is kind of just like, it's okay if you go fast, but you still have to pass, and we're going to try and help you as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And and you can't pass without, like, a C. We had to have a C or more, which is really good, because our principal, Brenda, wants us to do good.
Yeah.
Neat. So if you're excelling, you're all the way up in the last color group, and you're still, do you graduate early?
No, you just go and start taking college classes.
Yeah, they pay for CR classes for us.
You can be we have a lot of seniors that just take college classes instead of doing normal classes now.
Like, they have one class at Laurel Tree, and then they go and do CR classes for the rest of the day.
Which is English and history, and then they just go and do CR classes until, like, however they want to.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah, and those options are open up till when we get into 10th grade.
Yeah, and then even me, like, I do a full day at Laurel Tree, and then on Wednesdays I go and take a psychology class at CR, even though I'm in gold, but... It's still open for you.
Well, it seems like they kind of bend around and work with each individual student then.
They do a lot.
As to their pace. About how many students attend?
120 K-12.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So really you get really individualized attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. The school is really cozy. And
it's like a house.
We think of ourselves as like, we're in tribes and... Kind of like
for lunch,
village.
Tribes are mixed grades from 12th grade to kindergarten, and you eat lunch with each other. If you go on trips, then we do activities together. It's like bonding. It's bonding, it's nurturing. Like, everyone gets more
kind of like interaction.
Yeah,
like
interaction.
If you go to like a normal school, lunch is always divided up into grades. You eat with this grade, these kind of people.
Or like social groups even.
Exactly.
Like,
so you don't really get that mixing of people that you should.
Yeah. And then there isn't like the usual like popularity standards at this school. It's kind of just like
everyone goes together with
everyone. Everyone talks with everyone. Everyone hangs out with everyone. Everyone does school projects with anyone. Like it.
That's neat. Yeah. There was like 2,000 students at my high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot.
Too many.
Yeah, but I definitely felt a lot of the popularity things. Sometimes people would talk to me outside of school, but not in school and other sort of stuff. And so it all got kind of muddled. Why did you decide to take your children into
Laurel Tree?
Laurel Tree.
Well, my daughter, Maya, she's in 10th grade, and she started in 7th grade. Yeah, that's right. And she just needed something different. She just wasn't quite fitting in. She just wasn't having fun in school anymore. She'd gone to the same school all along from kindergarten through 6th grade, and she just needed a change. And so I work right next door to Laurel Tree. I work for Mad River Home Health, and I would sit and watch the kids interacting together, and then some friends of ours joined Laurel Tree, and so we thought we'd give it a try and just go check it out. So we were just drawn to it.
That's really neat that there's different options available in our community for whatever ends up working out for somebody, because some people public school works out fine for, some others like the charter school. Like, I have a feeling that growing up that I would have been in a better spot if I would have.
Yeah, we have a lot of great choices here. We really do.
Yeah, which is
nice.
Yeah.
And I like the way that it's set up there and things. But make sure you come on out, because they have their Zumbathon event, which is happening on Sunday from 12 until 2. It will support some really, really amazing subjects, art, music, PE, and then travel. So you can go on out and do the backpacking.
Hashling plays.
Yeah, please come. We're going to have a great time.
It's just $10 to $15. It's 2 hours. You can bring your hula hoop.
Absolutely. It's for any level. Sometimes we have kids, you know, as young as 3 to adults as old as 80. You know, you just move at your own pace. Don't worry about doing exactly what everyone else is doing. Just move to the music, have fun, and stop whenever you want to. And, you know, so it's just a great social event, I think.
That's one thing that I love about Zumba, is that you can just kind of move in your own way if you don't know the words.
Absolutely. Just keep moving.
Not the words, but the
movement.
The moves. Yeah, just wiggle your hips or whatever.
Yeah. Just try your best, kind of go with it, try a few things. I'm usually behind, you know, like by about 2 steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually go the wrong direction. You know, everybody's going right and I'm going left. But, you know, it gives me an opportunity to laugh at myself, and that's always good.
And nobody cares.
too. Yeah, no shame. Nobody's looking at you. Everyone's looking at the leader. So nobody's, you know, analyzing other people around them. Everybody's just having fun.
Yeah, and it's nice and supportive, and then you get to support a great cause. So come on out, even if you know nothing about Zumba, try it out, be silly,
yay,
and have fun. And it's happening on Sunday from 12 until 2 at the Arcata Community Center, and I shared the Facebook event on the KHUM Facebook page.
Oh, great.
So if people need to find it, it's right there, and there's more information there.
Thank you, Bailey.
Of course.
Thank you, KHUM. Yeah,
thank you.
It's fun to be here.
And I'll put this up on the KHUM website here in just a little bit, so make sure to have an eye out for that. Going to put on some music from Tallest Man on Earth up next, and also we'll have a look at your short list up next, KHUM.